Welcome to the Miss Muggsy One-of-a-Kind Psychic Medium Show. Call in now to get your psychic reading. Please keep it to one question because lines fill up quickly. The numbers to call now are toll-free worldwide 888-389-3452 and 877-489-6350. Welcome to the Ms. Muggsy Show.
Hi, welcome to the Ms. Muggsy Show. I guess you guys found me over at BBS Radio. It's my first show, so welcome. The chat room is full. Cinnamon's in there. River Moon is going to be in there doing free chat room readings. So while you guys are waiting or trying to get through on the lines, you might want to go in the chat room and get a free reading. So if you guys are ready, I'm ready. Put the first caller through, please. Hi.
Hi, hello.
Who's this?
Yes, this is Frank.
Frank, hi, welcome.
I made it.
Congrats, and you got through the first caller.
That's great.
All right, Frank, what do you want me to look at? You want me just to go?
Well, sure, let's go, and I have a question. Go ahead.
Okay, when I get around you, the things are going to start to come together for you, and I get happiness. I think you're going to come out of this, and I'm really seeing happiness. Frank, do you have a woman in your life right now?
Yes, her name is Irene.
Are you guys getting closer? Because there's something shifting with the relationship.
Yes, I feel that we're getting closer.
Okay, because I get you guys spending more time together. I also get you guys helping each other out, and you guys are becoming more in sync. Once you get this out of your life, which I still pick up March, it looks like your life is going to be changing for the better. So hang on, okay?
Okay.
All right, what's your question, hon?
Yes, my brother Anthony and my sister Linda, how are they getting along because of the court date?
Okay, there's a lot of complications going on between the two of them, and they're both kind of hotheads. They both kind of want to be in charge, and they're not doing, you know, put two leaders together, and that's what's happening. There's bickering. I'm also picking up, too, your brother Anthony lies. Do you know this?
Yes, he does lie.
Because she's catching him in lies, and I'm also picking up that he told her that he had some documentation or he had something that he doesn't have, and she just found that out, that this paperwork doesn't exist.
Okay, so he's going to be upset with me.
Upset with you?
Yes, because those two, basically he wanted me to, he gave me standing, and then he tried to take it back away from me. So now my sister Linda put him up to it, so I figured they're probably arguing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they're fighting big time. And I get your sister Linda wants something from your brother. There's something that she wants in return. And he doesn't want to fork it over. And whatever it is, it's something big. It's not just a little something or other. I don't know what it is, but I just get her going to him and saying, okay, I want this, whatever that is.
I think it's money because I think Linda in the past gave him some money.
It's a large lump of sum, isn't it?
I think so.
I'm not good with money. You know, sometimes I can get it, but it's really hard. But I get like it's a big lump of sum, and she wants that money. I'm getting like $10,000 or $15,000, something like that. So anyway, but okay. So these two are going to be fighting. I just get you moving on your merry way and going down a different path, and you're going to be a lot happier. You're going to be free. I also get your health improving, and I also pick up too that you're going to be doing two new regimens in your routine or in your life to improve your health even more. And I get you like reading literature on something. So I wonder if you're not going to do the microbiotic diet and some form of exercise. But there's two things that you're going to be doing new, and you're going to be even getting better. So is your girlfriend.
My girlfriend?
Well, who is it, your wife? Who's the Linda?
Yes, no. Linda's my sister. Irene is my wife.
Oh, okay. Irene. The way that I'm reading your energy, it sounds, because you guys are lovers, I don't get, like, fighting or anything. That's funny. I get more of, like, your girlfriend.
Yeah, we try to keep it. We try to keep it in a mutual playing field.
That's interesting, huh? But I get her health improving too. Like you guys are going to be doing something towards the end of March, first part of April. So, Frank, let me know. Stay in touch with me.
I sure will.
And go in the chat room because Cinnamon's in there and River Moon's going to show up.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Frank. I'll talk to you soon, babe.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. Okay.
Hello.
Hi, you're on there with Muggsy.
Hi, how are you?
Fine. Who's this?
This is Teresa. That was a really great reading. Do you see all that because you know him or because you felt all that?
I felt all that. I actually, that's funny that you bring that up. I actually, listening to people's voices, I see movies. I don't know how I do this, but I can, and that's why I give so much details, because I can actually see things.
Can you give me a similar reading? I do have a question, but can you give me, like, a similar, like, broad reading like that?
Absolutely. What do you want to know? Ask me a question, and then I'll just go.
All right. Specifically, I just wanted to know what direction I want to start taking classes for hypnotherapy, and I'm just trying to figure out if that's like in the cards for me. And my second question is, well,
okay, stop.
Okay.
Okay. First of all, what I'm seeing around you is you have a multitude of changes coming this year. This year's going to be about a bunch of changes. Towards about October, November, you'll start to mellow out, and you'll know what direction you're going to take. You're going to know what choices you want to go for, and you're going to go for it. I'm also getting, too, that you're going to need some money for some schooling. I see you doing that. The hypnosis therapy, I get that that's just a leapfrog into something else that you're going to be doing. I really get you doing more of the hands-on healing, Reiki or something like that, and you're going to find out that you're better at it than you even imagined.
Okay.
I do this thing where I can scan people's bodies and find stuff. If you've heard my last shows, you know, like last night, I did this. I see you being able to do this, too, and also being able to, I don't know why, but I'm seeing you putting your hands, like, at somebody's temple and being able to pick up what's going on with them. So you're going to be going more into the healing and working with energy. The hypnotherapy, I think, is just going to trigger you and give you the confidence to move into something else. But I think you're going to go back into school. And I want to say it's about June time frame that you're going to be going back for something else.
Okay. How do you even encourage that energy? Like, how do I get ready for that? Or does it just come to me?
You know, that's a really good question. I'm glad you brought that up. When you're psychic, you start getting bits and pieces, which you're probably all getting. Now it's going to be to hone in on what you're getting and learn what gifts that you have and master them. And let me give you an example. Like, I'm a medium, so I can hear people. But I found out that they can't always communicate verbally. So what they do is they send me signals or symbols. And then I have to interpret them. And so I'm always learning in this job. One of the first things that you have to do, hands down, is protect yourself. You absolutely cannot go in this field without knowing what you're doing and protecting yourself. Otherwise, you're going to open up maybe a doorway of people that you don't really want to deal with. You know what I'm saying? And I got to warn people, the Ouija board is the worst thing. It's not a toy.
I can't believe you just said that, because I've been, like, playing with that in the past, like, 2 days. But I've never done that before, and for, like, 2 days now I've been playing with a Ouija board. It's crazy that you just said that.
I hate the Ouija board. I wish people wouldn't play with it, because you don't know what you're dealing with. and the Ouija board is a threshold for people from other dimensions to come in. And unless you are channeling from a really high dimension, the dimension right above us has demonic spirits. So if you're just channeling one ahead because you just want to get started, you're going to be getting some dark forces.
Oh, God.
And I don't want to jinx you or scare you or anything like that, but you've got to protect yourself. One of the things I would recommend is put the Star of David on every wall in your house. All I do is I use my finger and I imagine this white Star of David on every wall in my house. Another thing that I do is I keep the white sage. You don't have to necessarily burn it. Just keep it because that will help. If you have a problem, then I burn it. If in the event that you think that there is a dark force, there are black protection candles, and I have actually seen the flame jump about 2 feet in the air, and it starts popping and fizzing when something's going on, like if somebody does a spell or something like that. I've actually seen that happen. So a black protection candle is really good. But I would... What?
I didn't think.
So anyway, I would do these things, but there are books on this. You can research it on the internet. But protection, protection, protection is first and foremost. And then baby steps walking forward and grabbing more. So I'd be more than happy to walk you through the process as you go.
Thank you so much. Within the past 8 years, I've had 2 boyfriends pass away in some freak accident. Isn't that strange?
That is.
Like, it's not funny. I mean, I know when it's someone's time to go, it's time to go, but I just think it's really strange that it's happened to me twice now.
Yeah, and I was looking to see, you know, sometimes people are chosen to do certain things. Like, we pre-pick what we're going to do when we come down here, before we ever come down here. And I was just checking to see if your destiny was to cross people over or prepare them for crossing over.
Oh, that's just wonderful.
Yeah. So I don't get that you're going to be crossing them over, but maybe preparing them. And I think that was a little bit of a sign. And also why you might be working with the hands-on healing.
Okay.
So you might want to check that out. Okay.
Thank you so
Thanks
much.
For calling, and I'll
Thank
see you,
you
in the chat room, okay?
All right, cool. Bye.
Okay, bye. Good question. Okay, we got another caller.
Would that be me?
Hi, it's you.
Yay. Hi, Muggsy. It's Dan.
Hi, Dan. I saw you in there, and you were afraid you weren't going to get in.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be, right? And I just have very nimble fingers, I guess.
What do you want me to look at, Dan?
Just go. Let it rip.
Okay, but Dan, you're not the gentleman, you're not the guy that's going to fix my window, are you?
No.
Because I have a guy named Dan. I can't really hear you that well, but I just want to make sure you're not him. Okay, never mind.
No, I can't fix windows, sorry.
Okay, Dan, what I'm getting around you is a focus on your career and wanting to make money. This year in particular, and your time is going to be between, the first part of April, end of March, first part of April, to about October. I want you to promise me that you're going to go balls to the walls and make that money, get in the right avenue, because then it's going to slow up again and you're going to see the rains coming up on our economy again. But there seems to be opportunities abound coming for you for about a good 6 months, so I want you to jump on it. I want you to prepare for it. What do you do, Dan, may I ask, because I'm not seeing it?
I'm in telecommunications.
I wonder why I'm seeing you that you're going to be able to make. Are you going to be assigned to do something extra, like on the side, or because you must have? I don't know. I just get this opportunity for you coming up.
In telecom?
I think so. I'm not positive. I'm not getting a complete story, but it seems like you're going to be really busy and working a lot. I also get two trips around you. And do you have a steady girlfriend now?
Yes.
Okay. Because I'm picking up on a steady girlfriend, and that's going well.
Do you guys work together? No.
Because I'm getting you guys working together. You guys are working together for our goal. So I was thinking when you guys were working together. But I'm seeing you guys actually working together as a team. Do you guys do this now?
I'm sorry, what was that?
You guys work together as a team, and it's like you guys are setting goals and working together to accomplish these goals. And it's, you guys know each other. Do you guys have good communication?
Yes, I think we do. I think we have a very good relationship, and we do communicate very well.
I think so too. I approve. Okay, and the other thing I get, are you telepathic?
I'm not sure what that means.
Okay, I am getting that you're telepathic, so people don't always necessarily have to talk to communicate with you. You're sensitive, and sometimes you can pick up what people are going to say before they say it. If you're not aware of it, you might want to check it out. You don't do any ghost hunting or anything, do you?
No, ghost hunting. Although, recently, just in the last few weeks, I've taken an interest in the paranormal and listening to you and others on the radio.
I get you're gonna do something. Either you're gonna pursue something, or you're gonna do more research, or I'm actually getting down that you're gonna come across a ghost. You're going to have your own experience. I'm not sure if you're going to look for it and it's like a professional thing, or you just stumble on it, but you're actually, and it's a male ghost, I'll tell you right now. And the other thing that I can tell you is that he likes to communicate with you. So he's not going to be as active with the other people. There might be some little stuff, but I really get him involved or interacting with you because he likes your energy. And I get you being telepathic, like you almost know what he's thinking or what he's saying as you're picking it up. How weird is that?
That is, because I just don't have a clue. I never thought of myself that way.
Do you ever go on a boat? You're not in L.A., are you?
No, I'm in Dallas.
Is there any boats around there?
Yachts.
The old yachts, or a Navy boat, or something like that, the Queen Mary type boat.
No, Dallas is a landlocked city. The closest is in Dallas, and they may be 600 miles away.
You might be going to something, because I am getting like a Queen Mary type of boat that you're going, and it's weird because I get you walking around a corridor and something's going to be happening as you turn this corner. I can see you making a left hook into this, it looks like a ship. I don't know. It looks like that, but it's something that looks like that. I'm inside, so I can't see the outside. How weird. All right, Dan, that's a weird one. You got to go after that, because if you did any ghost hunting, you're sensitive, so you would pick up on stuff. I also get a female ghost following you. Like, she goes where you go. She's following you. That's weird.
Yeah. You've blown my mind. I had no way of ever figuring out any of that stuff.
You know what, when you get into that situation and you see what I'm talking about, call me back, because I want to help you with that. This female really likes you. She thinks you're cute. And she's literally following you around. She's behind you. Where when you meet the male ghost, he's older, and he's got like a big energy field that you're going to be bumping into. And he's older, and he likes you, but he just communicates with you, but he has a really strong sense, a strong personality. Where this woman, she seems younger, and she's following behind you. I don't know, unless you turn around, you won't know she's there. So just a heads up.
All right, I'll be on the lookout for it.
Okay, Dan, go for it. I wanna know. You should go ghost hunting because I think you're gonna have a blast.
I'll look into it. I mean, I always look for new experiences, so I'll give it a try.
Okay, let me know, Dan. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Okay, I'm ready.
Are you?
Yes.
Oh. Well, go, girl.
Hi, Ms. Lynn.
Hey, girlie.
Thanks for hopping out in the chat room.
No problem. It's slow in there, though.
It is?
Yeah.
I don't think people know. Okay, let me explain. When you guys go to the chat room, if you guys get lost in the chat room, here's a quick way to go. Go to predictmyfuture.com. And then go to the upper right-hand corner. You'll see chat room. In the upper right-hand corner, there's a round button. Click on that. Then there is a page on the far right will be the three chat rooms. One is Muxie's Den. That's what my chat room is called on this website or on this radio, Muxie's Den. If you go into the chat room, it will say put your name, password, and you have to select Muxie's Den in order to get in. Okay, that's a good point. I'm glad you brought that up. You're too smart.
Well, you know, it's two different pages to get, one's for the chat and then one's to get the radio to play, you know, on the computer.
Yeah,
it's not like
I know.
The other place where they're both together.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, anyway.
But people will figure it out.
Yeah,
you know?
They will. They'll come. You know they'll come.
Okay, sweetie, what do you want me to look at?
Who knows? What do you want to look at?
Well, I don't really want to look at the boys' stuff because I think you know what's going on there, and I think you're really confident. I'm picking up April is going to be a really good month for you, like happy, jumping up and down, clapping. Could be the relationship, but it also seems like it could be the job and it could be a move. You know, in life sometimes where it seems like we have 2 years or 3 years that's really bad, and then all of a sudden we have 1 year where everything comes together?
Yeah.
This is your year.
I had all my bad years already. I'm done.
I know, and I just get you having a really good year. And I like the growth. I do like the second job. You know what I also see? You're going to start doing readings for your friends. I see you with tarot cards doing readings and practicing.
What? I got them today.
I also see, too, that you're going to be accurate. You're going to get feedback that you're accurate, that stuff that you predicted is going to happen. Huh, that's interesting.
Awesome.
But I'm writing down April for your month.
Okay.
It's going to be a really good month. Okay.
Okay.
As far as the boys go, I think it's all going to come together. I just see really good things. I see a second job, like a part-time job. I bet you do readings and you make money. You charge $20 or something. That's going to be something fun. I also see you going to, I swear to God, you're going to, can I say that on air?
You already
be
did.
Going to psychic fairs and looking at that too.
Wow.
So opportunities.
You see me moving to Sedona?
Not yet. I know you want to. Not yet.
Yeah, right.
I'll keep you informed with that. But I will meet you in the chat room after the show.
All right.
All right, babe. Love you. Thanks
okay.
for calling in.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Okay. You're on there with Muxie.
Hello. I love a reading.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Helene. And first time caller for you.
Okay. I need to hear your voice, okay? Because then I start getting energy around you.
Okay.
You got two women on the other side that are kind of bonding around you. So I got to figure out what that's about.
Okay, I'd love some info in general, whatever you pick up, and then also if you get anything specific about career and money.
Okay, let me look.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing that it looks like you've had disappointments in the near future. Like last year might have been a really difficult year, And I'm getting, like, two major lessons that you learned and that you're going to be coming out of. And I know everybody's learned these lessons, but I'm serious. It seems I can see stuff happening around you. It also seems like it's going to take you a little bit to get your finances together, your momentum, and it looks like probably about, I want to say, April, things start to come together. May looks much better for you. By June, it looks like you've got it together. I'm also getting deceit around you. With somebody lied to you about paperwork. Was it something to do with a loan, a credit card, or something like that? Get something deceitful around your paperwork. Does that make any sense to you?
I don't think so. I mean, I've been very, very disorganized about it, but I don't know anyone else has done anything to me.
Okay. Do me a favor and watch your paperwork. Don't sign any contracts, because I get the feeling like something is coming up. It must be soon, that is not going to be on its face what it's supposed to be. I just get huge, big warning sign.
Okay, thank you.
I'm also getting to, are you like in tune with your health or wanting to improve your health or focus on your health and just, not that you have an illness or anything, but just that you're really focused on better health?
Yes.
Okay, because I get you doing that. The other thing that I get, too, is it looks like you're conscientious of energy work or your aura, and you're wanting to clean that up, too, and get that at like a harmony level. Does that make
mm-hmm,
sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
Do you also go to church?
I don't go to church. I'm very prayerful, and actually next week I'm going to go finish up some ministerial training.
Okay, because I'm getting, okay, that's good. I'm also getting, too, around you, it looks like a blessing coming your way, but I'm also getting a direct connection, like you're talking to a higher being. Mm. Have you been praying?
Oh, yeah, a lot, and asking, and yeah. Yeah.
Because it's going to be granted. Every time that I get that blessings thing, that always means that whatever you've been praying for is going to be granted. The other thing that I'm picking up around you is it looks like there might be a male that is not going to be doing that well this year. It looks like he seems like he's older, but I get respiratory problems with him. And he needs to start taking care of himself. Do you know somebody, he either smokes or has asthma. Do you have anybody like that in your family?
It might be one of my uncles. That might be the closest.
Okay, because I get the feeling like he really needs to, it's like, this is the time to really change his MO. He needs to start focusing on his health. He just seems like he's miserable. It doesn't seem like he's a very happy guy.
Yeah, that could be my uncle, yeah.
Okay. All right, I got to go. They're screaming on the other line, so I'm going to be
all right,
in the chat room
later.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the air with Muggsy.
Jeez, Muggsy, I've been calling off my cell phone and my house phone for the last 45 minutes. I'm not joking.
You're my idol. Okay, you know that I have
I got some devastating news to tell you.
There's a secret phone line, too, that nobody knows about, and Cinnamon has it in the chat room.
Well, I'm not near a computer right now.
Okay. Well, everybody listening, hit Cinnamon up for that secret number. Okay, Michelle, go. What's your devastating news?
The devastating news, Muggsy, is I just found out today somebody that, you know, she was close to me, too, but one of Michael's relatives just passed away about a couple hours ago, his Aunt Bridget. And he was close to her because last time he found out she was sick, he went and seen her and flew to Chicago. I don't know if he knows about this, and there's no way of me contacting him.
No, not yet, but he will soon. And you shouldn't contact him.
I feel really bad. She just died a couple hours ago.
Wow. Did I not tell you something around his mom? She was going to be sad. Didn't I tell you something was coming up?
Yeah, you told me his mom wasn't happy about the situation with him either.
Yep.
Wow.
But, wow. I'm sorry to hear that, but I get the feeling like this. Remember, I told you that everything was gonna start coming in around him.
Well, this might be crashing down on him.
Yeah, exactly, and that's why his mom, I believe, is gonna be giving him the heave-ho pep talk that you got to straighten your life out because he's getting in deeper and deeper and deeper. The other thing, Michelle, is he's not going to be ready for anything for quite some time. It's going to take him a while to get over this.
You think so? I don't know if he knows about it, though, but see, when he found out about it, he wasn't.
No, I mean everything, babe, not just this.
Oh, yeah. This is just crashing down on him. I want to send him my condolences.
Yeah, but if he doesn't know yet, don't do it. Give him some time. I would wait.
I don't know if he knows about it. I know he doesn't talk to his family that much. My sister's telling me.
I don't think he knows about it.
My sister's like, you need to write him an email or something. This is what I want you to pick up, Muggsy. His cell phone number. Is that his cell phone number? Because I can send him a text message.
No.
That's not his cell phone?
No, I get it to friends. I told you that before. I think it's a friend. He uses a friend.
No, that 709 number he calls me from before, that 709 number. It never said that his number was disconnected, Muggsy. It just says, try again later because he had no minutes on his phone. And usually if the number is changed or disconnected, it'll say your number has been disconnected or the number has been changed. And it never said that.
I think he uses somebody else's phone to call you.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I get him watching that. He's not going to do that if she's reading his cell phone records, if she's trying to control him. No, I think he uses somebody else's.
Well,
so,
I think this is hurting.
And I certainly wouldn't. I don't think he's going to find out till maybe tomorrow. And I wouldn't write him until Thursday. I would give him some time. Otherwise, he might get mad at you because he didn't know and blast you for it. So be careful.
I told you I can't write his email. He canceled his email. He canceled his email and changed his number, so I have no way I can. The only way I can get a hold of him is if I write a letter to his work. And this is kind of a letter that he needs to know.
No, you need to wait till he calls you.
I'm
really firm on that. You need to wait. Don't look for excuses to contact him. You need to wait.
I know, that's not the reason. I mean, yeah, I want him to know about that. I really thought that maybe, because last time about his aunt, when his aunt was sick, I'm the first one that contacted him, and he thanked me over and over for it. And he flew to Chicago.
I would wait, girl, to maybe Thursday if you wanted to do something, but I'd be really careful because he's a time bomb right now. And anytime somebody is ultra sensitive and this moody, you don't know how they're going to react. I couldn't tell you he's going to be pleasant. I couldn't tell you he's going to be mean. He could go either way because he's ultra-sensitive right now. He's stressed to the max. Everything's happening. I also get car trouble around him, too.
Car trouble? He made me so jealous, Muggsy. When he came to my house, he had a nice car. He was bragging, I got this car. Is this car nice? You wish you had a car like this.
He's got something wrong with the engine, and it's on the driver's side.
The thing is, Muggsy, he's got a good heart. And that other car that he had, because he gets cars like crazy. I don't know if he just knows people that have cars. And he can get a car like that. That's why I said if you ever come into a car, get me one. I want a car. He gave that car to her, the other car. There's two cars. She probably ruined that car. And I had a car, too. He gave me a car. I mean, this man will give you the clothes off his back. He's got a good heart. He really does.
Well, that's going to be changing. He's not going to be like that. He's going to be a lot more retained. He's not going to be like that, Michelle. And the other thing is that he's going to have more baggage than you could even expect or dream of. I was actually picking up on this today. He's got, you know how I've been saying one suitcase of baggage, sometimes two? This guy's got about eight. He's going to have so much scar tissue when this woman gets done with him that it's going to take him some time to work it out. Not only that, but he's not going to believe what you say. He's going to be accusatory. He's going to be always on the defense.
So he's not going to, what you're trying to say is he's not going to trust me because of her.
No. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Because of what he's gone through with her is going to make him distrust anybody that he's with. So the message I got today was to go slow with him. Give him some space and some time to work it out. Don't jump in. Otherwise, you're going to get your heart broken over and over and over again. Because
I have, Marcy. The thing is, though, he made a comment to me and said, you're the only one that would never hurt me. I know you would never hurt me. You would never do anything to hurt me.
He's going to be very suspicious after this, Michelle. Things have changed.
Well, the baby situation, we know that it didn't go through. Right?
Yeah, but that's just one of many. This guy's getting raked over the coals. He'll never be the same after this.
But you're going to have to give him some time. Muggsy, did he catch her cheating on him? Is that what did it?
He's going to hear about it through his friend, yeah.
The thing is, he heard about it before. She was sleeping in a bed with the guy. And he still took her back.
He's gonna get it again. He's gonna hear it from a different source.
So there's
somebody
else. You don't feel no baby around her? No baby was born?
No.
No baby was born. That was all a lie.
I don't know. I get something around the 17th.
Maybe it's
the baby came late.
The baby could not hit, but that's when it's all gonna hit the fan is when this baby is born.
I know. Okay, girl, I gotta go. I got people waiting. And you know what that's like.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know what it's like. I've been waiting for the last 45 minutes. I was the first one that called in. You got a good crew, Muggsy, but I'm gonna tell you right now, you're a very good reader, and you're true, and you don't tell people what they want to hear. You tell them what they need to hear. It's good or bad.
Thank you. You stay with me. I'll see you in the chat room after the show.
All right. Love you. Bye.
Okay, love you. Bye. Okay, you're on there with Muggsy.
Hi there. My name's JoJo. How's it going?
Fine. I've never talked to you before.
Nope.
Okay, I need to hear your voice. You know what I pick up around you immediately is that it seems like you're moving forward. I just get a lot of energy wanting to make things happen in your life. It seems like you're ready to go, and you're very positive about these new changes that you want. I'm also getting, too, that you're more focused on what you want to happen. It seems like you're very direct.
Yeah, I like I guess precision would be the word. And with that, one of the reasons I called in is because it doesn't happen often, but last night I was woken up straight out of my sleep by a vision of my last girlfriend. And I just want to know what you pick up with that, because, I mean, that doesn't happen to me. I'm usually pretty stable, even with other worldly things. And this obviously shook me to my core for some reason.
There's a message behind that. You know, sometimes, and you're spiritual, sometimes our guides don't, or your guides won't tell me stuff because they don't want you to be reliant on me.
Okay.
So I'll give you a little bit, but it seems like you're going to have to dive into this yourself. I'm picking up that they're afraid you're going to make the same mistake. I know did you guys get proper closure?
Probably not on her end. Maybe not on my end either.
Yeah, because I'm getting that there's a closure issue. I'm getting her still saying, what if?
Oh, she's doing that?
Yeah.
That would make sense. Because I'll put it this way. It's helped me grow, but being under psychic attack has made me really, like, wake up, you know, get past the, everything is love and everything's wonderful. It made me go to the protection phases in other realms. And,
right.
And so I keep putting it out there that if this person is willing to come to me in love and no other ulterior motive, I will be open to that communication. But until then,
I get that completely.
Absolutely not. I am not buying into any victim, any poor me, any, you know, whatever. It's like she's got her own karma, and it's not my responsibility.
You know what else I'm picking up? She seems like she hasn't lived as many lives as you. She seems immature. And she just doesn't figure things out. Like, you just know that you don't stick your hand in the fire because you're going to get burned. She hasn't figured this out yet. And I'm using that as an analogy. She's, like, you've lived about 7 lives, and she's only lived about probably 4. So there's an immaturity with her spirituality that she just doesn't get, that you're above and beyond. And it seems like she's always pulling you down, pulling you backwards. You have to stop, tell her what's going on, teach her. And then does she kind of fight you with it?
Well, yeah, I mean, this was, we're talking, the relationship's been over for 3 months. I haven't made any communication, at least on this dimension, with her at all. No phone call, email, nothing, haven't seen her, whatever. But, yeah, every time I was around her where, you know, something would happen, and we're talking simple things, like, you know, she was a yoga teacher, all this stuff, you know, so acted very spiritual, but when it came down to it, it was all a show. Because,
yeah,
you know, she'd go drive drunk or something, and I'd be like, why did you just drive drunk in your sports car? You know, that doesn't make any sense to me. It doesn't make sense to anybody you'd know, but you go do it anyways. So I had to walk away.
I totally get what you're saying. But the issue is going to be that I think that somehow you're okay with the separation and you're moving forward with your life. You're looking for something similar to what you have.
Exactly.
And you're going to get it. It's going to take you a little bit, but I don't know. I kind of get the feeling like there might be a couple women coming up between now and June that you're going to have to step over. I'm getting 3. It seems like you have 1 coming up relatively soon, which could be between, I'm just going to say we're in February, but it's like between February and March, you got some women coming up, and then there's like 2 back-to-back. It almost seems like maybe April, May, and I would kind of wait. I think each one of them, but you have somebody coming to you, and she seems like she has brown hair, seems like it's kind of long. She seems like she's coming in June.
Yeah, that makes sense, because, and again, it's just like, I have so many people I'm around with community and what have you, and I'm out and about doing stuff all the time, but I'm waiting for that, you know, that feeling. You know, I'm around a bunch of amazing people, a bunch of amazing, incredible women, beautiful women. And at the same token, I have this peace within me that says, no, you know, this next time, I'm
right,
not just
exactly
going to, quote unquote, give in just because. It's like, this is going to be someone that, that I can match with, because you nailed it about the spirituality. It's not that I'm better, but I may have done more work and progressed more. You know, it's like being in a different grade level. And
exactly.
And hanging out with the
younger. And there's a level of compassion that we have, but it doesn't mean that we have to live in it. And I find that when you work in this industry, you don't want to have to be working at home too.
No, I mean, that's the whole thing. The home is the sanctuary. The home is the piece where you can recharge, not where you're on double time.
Right. Right. Well, you should meet me in the chat room afterwards, because I'd really like to talk to you more. So if that's okay, I'll be in there after the show.
Yeah, I'm in there right now. And just real quickly, so that closure thing, is it something where it's not my responsibility, correct?
No, I honestly think that you got your closure. I think you said stuff that brought the closure. It's her.
Yeah.
It's her. And it, part of her just doesn't want to face it. She doesn't want to face the responsibility of it.
Yeah, the loss.
Uh-huh, exactly.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. You might be getting a phone call from her down the line. I don't know exactly when, but she's thinking about it. Probably another reason why you had a dream about her. But it seems like she might call you and try to get back, because she wants the easy way out. She doesn't want to have to work, and if she can get you back easily, that would be the way to go. So brace yourself, because I know you're not going to go for it. I know you're done.
Yeah, it's just, I guess to me it's like, you know, to get, like I said, I've been getting these other realm messages, communications and whatever, and I got to the point I'm sick of it, you know, and,
right.
Do I have to keep bumping up the levels of protection? I mean, it sounds silly, and it sounds like it may be from fear, but it's not fear. It's just like, you know, it's like a fly that you just swat, and it comes back to life. And it's flying,
right.
And you swat it again, and it's like, come
it's
on.
It's very draining, and you can't. I've been there. My friends have been there. You can't, because you're constantly a cat chasing your tail. You have to find stability in your home life as well as in your profession on some level, because we're constantly being attacked.
Yeah.
Level or another. So anyways, I'm going to get going because we're almost done with the show. I want to take one more caller, but I'll meet you in the chat room afterwards.
Great. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, you're on there with Mugsy. Hello? Okay, guys, I have no call. Somebody's going to have to call in.
Hello?
I can't talk to myself. Hi, you're on there with Mugsy.
Oh, it's me. I was just listening.
Michelle, you didn't hang up. That means all those people were calling and they got a busy signal.
I'm so sorry. I want to listen to the show.
You are so funny.
No, I'm serious. I thought it was like Blog Talk Radio.
No, it's not. There's two phone lines.
I'm so sorry. Hey, at least it gives you a breather, a rest, so you're not drained.
Boy, that is so true, huh?
It's so true.
You're gonna have to start opening up your own psychic ability because
I have it. Yeah. You know what's so good to me, Mugsy? Seriously, I was in the store and I can pick out another psychic. I just feel it. I even asked her. I'm like, can I ask you a question? She goes, sure. I says, do you have a gift? She goes, what kind of gift? I'm like, reading people. Sure do. I can just pick it up.
How do you do that? How do you know? Teach me.
I can look at them. I get the vibe. I get the feeling. I just know that they're like me and like you. They have that gift.
What's the vibe for us that don't know? What is the vibe?
I don't know. It's like, I can't explain it. It's just we have it and they don't. I don't know.
If you were going to teach somebody, if I went into a store, how would I know?
How would you know?
What is
the vibe? Intuitive? The intuition? The feeling that you get? The vibe when you're around them?
Okay, stop right there. What's the vibe? Is it a bad vibe? A good vibe? Is it
I get bad vibes. Aura. Okay, their aura. Their aura. I can pick up on somebody's good or somebody's bad. They got a bad, you know what I'm saying? If they're no good or if they're, I can tell if somebody's good
or
bad.
So, Michelle, you're reading auras?
I can do that, yeah.
Get out.
Yeah, not like, I can read the aura of the person. I can tell, like, if I'm in a situation, if I can just read on the guy, like, if I'm around the guy, if I know if he's good or if he's bad. If he's not the type of person, like, okay, let's put it this way. When I was drugged and I almost died, my gut feeling before any of this happened was telling me to get away from this guy. But I was blocking that feeling out and listening to other people. Oh, he's a good guy. He's a good guy. I got a bad vibe around him, seriously, Mugsy, from the beginning of it, before I even went out.
And you're not going to do that anymore, are you?
No, I'm not. I almost died.
Because here's what's happening. Let me explain something. You just heard our last caller that he can't handle having a dysfunctional person in his relationship. Mm-hmm. The veil between yesterday and tomorrow is lightening up. More and more people are becoming more psychic, more in tune, feeling the good vibes versus the bad vibes.
Well,
and so it's going to be even stronger.
Like with my ex, I can feel, in a way, the pain that he's going through. I can feel what he's feeling. Because there'll be nights where I'm crying, I don't know why I'm crying.
Exactly.
Or hurting inside, huh?
Exactly. And here's what us psychics do, because we would be doing that all the time if we picked up on our clients and our loved ones. And
I know.
So we have to ground ourselves. And
She told me, she goes, you need to stop what you're doing right now, because if you don't know anything about what you're doing, you can get your... Okay, let's put it this way. I know all about the grounding experience. My mother is a true psychic. She's a clairvoyant. You need to meet her. I need to introduce you to her. She's a very good reader. Okay? She has it since birth. Okay, I have it too. It runs in our family. My great grandma was a fortune teller. She used to read tea leaves.
Michelle, I got to read one more person before my time's up.
Okay. Hey, take care.
Okay.
I'll see you.
All right, you got to hang up though, so somebody else can call in.
All right. Take care.
Hi, who's this? Kent? Yeah.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, I need to hear your voice.
Okay. Yeah, this is Kent. I was hoping to get a reading on some business stuff and personal that I got going.
Yeah, you've got some big stuff coming up, and it seems like relatively soon, like February, you got to be making some choices.
Yeah.
I'm also seeing, too, is there like a portfolio or something? I've seen a book, a black book, and I don't know what that is.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
It could. There's a book involved with this a little bit. I've got a court case, and it's really important to me how it comes out.
Let me see if I can pick up on it. Don't give me any details. I like to get it on my own.
Okay, good.
Was this a transaction that you entered in?
Yeah.
And it didn't go smoothly, and it wasn't what you thought it was going to be, or some things were concealed?
Yeah.
Was it also property?
Yeah. It was on property. Yeah, it had to do with property.
I'm trying to figure. And your attorney is a male, correct?
Yeah.
And he's really supportive of you.
Well, I'm just about to give him the retainage, but yeah, I'm trying to figure out if he's the right guy.
Does he have brown hair?
Yeah.
All right. This is what I'm picking up on. I am picking up there are lies. I want to say classic case law that he can pull from that is classic and on your favor, and it seems like the case is kind of shut and dry. I mean,
yeah,
open and shut.
Right.
And I also get that this is going to be expedited in a reasonable time. It doesn't seem like it's going to take that long.
Right.
And I also get that I believe it's going to go in your favor. And does this person owe you money?
A lot.
Because I get some money coming. I wouldn't expect any money until maybe April.
Okay.
I get delays around that. It could be sooner, but I kind of get around April.
Well, that's fast for what I'm doing, you know. But that just that kind of ties in with what you're saying, that the case law is on my side. They're not going to want to touch it. I was reading your website, and you talk about working on the side of the light. You know, these guys are a little bit dark. Do you pick up any of that? They're professional dark.
Well, I pick up that they're on the greedy side. They're immature spiritually. They're extremely greedy, and they want to shortchange people. They're looking for the short payoff. I'm not getting demonic monsters around them as much as I am immaturity and greedy. And I got to tell you, is there three people involved?
Yeah, it's a multi-party thing that I'm filing. There's numerous.
Okay, because there's two of them that are really bad.
Right.
And these two seems like they're the leaders in this, and they don't have a conscience, and they just want to push forward, and they don't think. And the other thing I want you to be careful of is that even if and when you win the case.
Yeah, it might not be over.
Exactly, because this one guy in particular that I'm picking up, he seems like he's older. He is a cunning SOB.
Well, this has been 20 years coming. These guys got some kind of karma with me. And there's a guy, Eugene, showed up on my behalf. Can you pick him up at all?
What's his name?
Eugene.
Oh, Eugene. And he's on your behalf?
Yeah, he kind of strangely showed up on my behalf. But he kind of, you know, he's
okay,
kind of like...
Okay, don't tell me. What I'm getting around this guy is his energy isn't really strong.
Okay.
He, he might be, okay, if he's supporting you, it's like, yeah, I'm supporting you. But he doesn't really, he's not really strong in your corner. The guy doesn't seem like he's a strong personality. And he's not the kind of, you know, he's not Xena, the warrior princess. You know, he doesn't have a authority.
No, no. Well, and it's a tender situation.
And I get the feeling like this guy, even though he's on your behalf, doesn't want to get involved that
no,
much.
No, you shouldn't get too involved. But
okay, good.
Stick your head in and make a presence and then back out.
Yeah, that's kind of what he wants to do.
Yeah, that's all so, I needed. Yeah. That's,
yeah so,
he's not.
That will be fine. But this is going to be expedited. I get it moving along fast. And then this one guy that I don't like at all is going to throw a wrench in this. And it seems like it's going to be end of March, first part of April. He's going to pull something. And even if he puts down some payment of some sort, something's going to come up. I'm telling you,
He never stops shooting angles. What do you do, and I know it's being broadcast, but I'm going to see if you pick up on the lawyer whether I should go or yes or no. A last name Glickman for the attorney. Is that a go?
I don't get a bad feeling around him, and I think he knows what he's doing, and he seems like he's busy, though, and he gets kind of fragmented. There is another attorney around you that's standing behind him that seems like he's a little bit older and has darker hair.
Okay.
And
right.
Like
these guys are so big, all they do is stick their head in. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You're not trying to get them to run the show. They're the two guys I'm trying to get show up. You just want them to add their energy to the mix.
Right, exactly.
And because
this other guy, this other guy that I'm picking up on seems like he's not somebody to be reckoned with. He seems like he's more of a powerhouse. But the laws are already there, and you can't rewrite that. So, and that's what the brown hair, the first attorney, is going to do. But the other one seems like he's the strength. And he also seems like he's the mastermind behind how to play this.
Okay. And he's a little more gray hair?
He has gray hair. Dark hair. Dark.
Dark hair, but gray.
He's got gray, especially at the temples. I can see it on the temples.
Yeah, that's funny. I've met them both already.
Wow.
That's the two. Right. Then that's
Does
what
he
said.
Have a
he brought
round
him
face?
In and said, he's going to run it, but I'll show up.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh, I picked that up.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah, it's darker hair with gray at the temples.
Yeah, I like him. He's the one that, I mean,
he's
the other one's going
to
do all the work.
But yeah. Maybe he's got more to say later.
Well, keep me informed. Let me know what happened.
Okay. Thanks, Mugsy.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You guys, I think we have 2 minutes left. So I want to thank you for calling in. This is BBS Radio. We're going to be here every Monday night from 7 to 8. In the chat room, River Moon and Cinnamon Moon are in there giving free chat room readings. So thanks again. And then on Sunday night, for my schedule, you guys are going to want to know. Go to predictmyfuture.com. My schedule's in there, and my chat rooms are listed. All the chat rooms are on chat room buttons. So, and if you have any problems, you'll know how to reach me. Okay, and I'm on predictmyfuture.com, and so is Cinnamon Moon and River Moon. All right, do I have another caller waiting? No. That is great. So I guess Michelle hung up. Well, thanks, everybody, for calling, and I'll be here next week. And also, if you guys want to start developing your own style of reading, you guys call me up with questions next week and let me know what you're coming up against. And if you would like to know where your gifts are, I'll be more than happy to tell you where you're sensitive and what you should be developing. So, again, we'll be in the chat room after the show. So thanks for calling. Bye-bye.